Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, stand by. Praise God, stand by. Praise the Lord and good morning. Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We had our final teachings Saturday, and we taught on carnality. We are going into a new year. I really want you to pay close attention to me and to what I'm about to say to you. And I'm dealing with only with the experiences that I have encountered since I've been in this ministry. People don't read the Bible. We have a new year. People don't study the word. They don't know it. Not all, but the majority that I get and hear and listen have no clue of the Bible. When we die, we're going to be judged for what we do on earth. And given life is very precious, it's what you do with it. And there's no better way for me to explain to you that I want to please the Lord in everything I do. I'm not perfect. But I want to work on it, keep going at it, keep fasting. We have to change into the image of God. We got a lot of Christians that know Jesus by mouth, but not by heart. And I've seen so many Christians, especially in America, get caught up in politics, get caught up in trusting anything but the Lord. And there are a lot of stubborn Christians out here. So I'm talking to you based on, not giving no names, the amount of demons and the things that I see through people as they call for counseling throughout 2023, man. It was rough. Rebellion, 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 lost. Lust, greed, pride, arrogance, ignorance. That shouldn't be flushed in your spirit. I, in my life, don't have any desires independently that I would like to do, but please the Lord. I would like to see the radio station grow, and that's what I have. We have set a goal for yourself with the Lord. I'm going more marketing-wise this year than I've ever been in 15 years of my life. Let your life have a time for God to operate in your life and get closer to him. God has sent us and brought us through 23 so far, and now we're going into 2024. Look at your heart. You know, I looked at myself and sat back and I told the Lord, I'm not pleased. I can do better. There's only one thing that means something to me, is knowing that I'm a friend of God and not his enemy. We should try to please God and desire to die from our sinful nature. And I'm really finding that subjects like this is really not popular in a secular setting of a church. Holiness, whereby no man can see God. Ask God, Lord, search my heart. He'll show you. Don't bring the same sin into 2024 than what you did in 2023. And whoever listens to this message, if it's not today, maybe listen to it tomorrow, rededicate your life to the Lord. Start all over. Get it right. Why? Because the world needs it. We're supposed to be a beacon of light in the world, yet there's nothing but darkness. In America, I call it materialistic Christianity. Christianity is to give your life to Christ and live for him and his word. Do we really want to serve God and live for his word, or do we just want benefits from God, but yet our heart is far from him? You have to examine that. I can't make that determination for you. But from what I've seen in 2023, it's a lot of rebellious out here. It's a lot of rebellious people. Submit to God and to his word. If you didn't study the Bible in 2023, put that on your agenda to make change. Because when you please God, you're going to win all the time. I've been through many struggles in 2023 and 2022. And some of those struggles that I went through was because I didn't obey God. We could have less bumps and bruises if we allow the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It sounds as if you can do it instantly, but you can't. It takes work. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with trembling and fear. We should consider that as we go into a new year. We see that there's a war in Ukraine and Russia. Israel is at war. You have an American president, a former American president, to have 91 indictments in so-called Christians. And I doubt if they're Christians. Doubt if they're Christians in the name of Jesus, in his name, talking about Jesus, voting for Donald Trump. I'm not a politician, but I know one thing. You cannot give Satan any ground in your life personally, or the devil, your country. When anyone who speaks against love and unite and bring division, it's not God. We have an antichrist spirit that's hanging over America. Why am I telling you this? Because I want to give you a list of things to pray for. Number one, pray for your health. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Number three, pray for justice to be done in the judiciary system, which I doubt. Pray for your families. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for my ministry. We need to do a lot of interceding for 2024, because there are some things about to happen that God is telling me to warn you. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. We'll do a teaching on the day of the Lord. But we're going to kick this new year off with a New Year's Eve celebration tonight at 11:45. We'll be shooting live rounds, live gunfire in the back of my yard on the ground. It's going to sound like a war zone out there, because in this neighborhood, there's a lot of ex-military. And it's just a little thing that they do in the South, and I'd like for you to participate and watch some fireworks. I want to thank all of my listeners who supported me in 2023. 2023 was a year of exploring and learning, and God is going to move this ministry into a different direction, because I'm going to marketing now. Search engines. I need more people. We need you, the listening audience, to tell someone about live deliverance in that radio. I need you, because we got to get the gospel out. The gospel must go out throughout the whole earth before Christ comes. So as I ask you, pray for your country. Don't be rebellious in 2024. Increase a fasted life. You know, when Christians go through a trial and tribulation, I notice how it's uncomfortable for us. But we are going to go through trials, the Lord said. We're going to suffer for his name's sake. Christianity is not based on self. It's based on surrender. Surrender to Yeshua. Because our lives are hidden in Christ, according to Colossians 3:3. Dedicate the book of Psalms 119 to the Lord for you and the Lord. I guarantee you, if you can use that as a platform to make a change in your life, it will be a beautiful one. Let's look at it. What are we going to do for 2024? We're supposed to be trying to be living to please the Lord. And we're supposed to be trying to do that every day. Our flesh does not want to submit to God. Our heart must be created, a new heart. We must allow God to come into our lives and work that good thing. Be honest with yourself and confess your sins. Jesus said, go and sin no more. We have an opportunity to start clean, a new year, fresh oil. I made it in my spirit that I want to please God in everything I do. And if you please the Lord in everything you do, the Lord will send you a wife, he'll send you a husband, he'll bless you. See, I've done it in the flesh all my life. It don't work. You can't do it in the flesh. And some of you this year has been trying to serve God in the flesh. Can't do it. And we stumble, and God gives us grace and he gives us mercy. We want to be a keepers of God's law. That's what we need to be aiming for. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this New Year's Eve sermon, a talk to the members. I ask that the Holy Spirit come upon me and be a blessing to the hearer. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Keepers of God's law. In Psalms 119, verse 1, it says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. That is where we need to be for 2024. We need to make a proclamation before we get off air. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. That is what we need in our lives for 2024. In Romans 6:16, it says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Obedience unto righteousness. That's where we need to be for 2024. Our lives will be more successful when you are in the will of God. You have that worry about not one need, that the righteous shall never beg bread. There's a condition that we all need to meet with the Lord. And I'm finding throughout this ministry and the experiences that I've had in the internet that pastors don't teach people that. And we need to be taught how to hear the voice of God. And we're going to have that. We got a lot of new teaching coming up in 2024, man. On Tuesdays, Live Deliverance Internet Radio, we're doing healing every Tuesday night. Healing. Call in for healing. Pray for the sick. Warfare prayers for sickness. We're going to be doing warfare prayers and healing. We'll be doing two sermons at one time for 2024 on Facebook. Two sermons a week. I got the bump up the ante. Christ is coming soon, and I want to do my part. Just get the gospel out. Allow God to come into your life and to really straighten your life out. Yield to the Holy Spirit. And if you can yield to the Holy Spirit, you'll be very successful in 2024. Psalms 119, verse 3. They also do no iniquity. they walk in his ways. Psalms 119, verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. That's for us. We should look and do as much as we can to fulfill this scripture in our lives, and we'll see so much blessings that will come when we obey the Lord. Psalms 119, verse 5. Oh, that my ways was directed to keep thy statutes. If the word of God is not in you, you are not going to be effective to take on the enemy. The word must be eaten just like you eat normal food. If you don't have a thirst to study God's word, ask the Lord, Lord, remove this thing from me. You don't want to bring that into the new year. Now, before we close, we're going to rededicate all of our lives to the Lord, okay? And I'm going to say some prayers, and I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to have his will. In Psalms 119, verse 6, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. Let us change our heart to the Lord. I want to please him so bad. There are people desiring to be married. The Lord has told me to tell you, let him lead you. Don't lead yourself. I desire to have a wife, but I can't have any wife. You want to have what God wants you to have for 2024, not what you want. How many times have we made so many mistakes doing what we want to do? I've seen some rebellious Christians here in the United States of America, especially the evangelical Trump supporters. Though I don't even consider those as Christians. We need to do better with the Lord. Look at your life and let the word examine you. The word will judge you. And allow the word of God to show you what you need to do so that you can be in right standing with the Lord. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. Lord, create in me a new heart. Ask the Lord to change your new heart for a new year. Amen. You don't want to carry all of that over. I ask the Lord to forgive me every day and dedicate my life every day. You can do that. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereunto according to thy word? Do you teach your children the Bible? Well, the Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereunto according to thy word? Teach your children the word for a new year. Do not depend on pastors to do everything for you. They can't save you. That's just an office of position. But just because they say that they're pastors, doesn't necessarily mean that they're anointed. Make an obligation for you men, wherever you're at worldwide, to stop sending your wife to another man for him to take care of. You won't send her to another man to have sex. But you definitely send her to another man to be preached to. Both of them are wicked if it's not done in the holiness of God. That's your wife. Men, you have an obligation to teach your wife and your wife teach each other. Make changes for 2024. Don't bring the same sin. I really don't want the same sin. Man, look, I'm so glad this year's over with. I had some trials, but God carried me through them. And I'm home in the United States waiting on a settlement case. And I believe I will receive my settlement. It won't nobody never know. Because I'll be the same. You'll see it on the radio. But I'm here to do one thing. I just want to serve God. Be at peace. And do everything I can for eternal life. Eternal life is very real. We're not here that long. James 4:14 said we're like a vapor. We need to take our life with the Lord And our responsibility is very serious. Do you have peace in your home? Or do you have arguments? I know Christians say they married, they sleep and separate with their wife, and talking about the Lord going to use them. I had one earlier today. I told him, hey, what's up with the Donald Trump thing? You don't need to be following idol and this man. He got Trump friends and stuff. He's trying to serve God. I said, you can't serve God when you're around a person that believes in politics. You have to serve God with all your heart and all your soul. We have to give the Lord everything and not play games with God, because you're only playing games with yourself. When you don't obey God, you really stop your own blessing. You're not hurting nobody. And I say, don't be stubborn. I've seen spirit of stubbornness so much this year. I pray that I don't have to see that thing next year, because I've had so many people who have a rebellious spirit. This is the time to cleanse yourself before you come into a new year. This is a time for you to examine yourself before the eyesight of God and say, Lord, search my heart, Lord, and show me what is displeasing to you. Now, if you really mean that, the Lord will do it, but you got to mean it. You got to really mean what you mean and really believe that what he tell you will come to pass. You have to trust him. Many of us, too many times of our lives, get impatient with God. We get mad at God. Don't do that in 2024. I've seen people get mad at God, and they get mad at the wrong one. And the one that's supposed to be getting mad at is beating them down, the devil. God is our friend. He's our father. God is not our enemy. Do not let the devil or his demons make you get mad at God in 2024. In Psalms 119, verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. You should want that in your heart for a new year. You should want and hunger for the word of God every day. And if you doesn't have a conscience of that, you're not a spiritual person. You're carnal. And as I taught yesterday, there are a lot of carnal Christians on this earth. Love to be entertained, all into politics. That's carnality. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. That's what I want to do for 24. I don't want to sin against the Lord. I don't want to sin against the Lord. Well, if I can be perfect, get me on up out of here, because I'd rather be with the Lord than be on earth. I am not interested in earthly things. See, I know if the Lord send me a wife, she gonna have to be strictly for the ministry. I ain't got time for, I got a nice house. I ain't got time to be hiking and skiing. I'm in the ministry. And if God send me someone, he had to send me someone like kind. And the Lord has told me that there are people out here that's moving ahead of God. Stop that. And let the Son of God lead you through the Holy Spirit for a new year. Make some changes for yourself. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. That is what you should ask the Lord. When we as Christians want to make a change, we have to make the change through Christ, in Christ. Everything's through Jesus. Because without him, you can do nothing. I am so grateful to sit here. You're looking at a crack addict. You're looking at a drug addict, a heroin addict, an alcoholic. That's what you're looking at 30 years ago. I am very grateful just to be saved. Just to be saved. No, I'm not about the ministry and all. I can be replaced. I ain't doing nothing. God can replace me. But we don't want the Lord and be angry at God. We want God to be our friend. And it's up to your attitude for that to happen. Don't get angry at the Lord for 2024. But I'm going to tell you something. We're going to go through much tribulation in 2024. Because God is tired of sin in the United States. I'm warning the United States. God is tired of your sin. God is tired of your your credit card Christianity. It's credit card, your prosperity Christianity. God's tired of this. You're serving them for the wrong purpose because of money. Money is the root of all evil. You ain't carrying no dollar bill, no dead president who owns slaves to heaven. God ain't putting that in no heaven. That's on earth. We should want to keep him on our lips all the time with his word. I guarantee you, if we do that, we'll have success. With my lips have I declared all thy judgment of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies so much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Psalms 119, verse 14 and 15. That is what we need to do for our life. We need to meditate more on the word of God for 2024. Increase your fasting. If you're having problems fasting, I guarantee you it's spiritual. You want to serve God. You don't want to be a carnal Christian. You want to study the scriptures for yourself in 2024. You want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You want all of the nine gifts. Ask God these things, because when God give you gifts, you're able to do more in the kingdom of God. Take your salvation serious for 2024. Don't be a lukewarm Christian if you've been one before. Say, Lord, I'm going to get a new start. God's given us an opportunity to have a new beginning for a new year. And some people are not around just to say that. People are dying every day. I am very grateful to be 62 years of age, four car accidents, guns pulled against my head, in shootouts, and still here. It's just the grace and the mercy of God. And in 2024, do not be deceived with Christian pastors. Don't allow them to deceive you. Don't allow them to sell you a gospel that's not really in the Bible. Cleave to God's words, and thou shalt be blessed. I will delight myself in the statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thee, thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. See, this is what I want to do. And if we keep God's word, Lord have mercy, Jesus, if we keep his word, he'll bless us so much. You're trying to do it in the flesh. You'd have done that in 2023. That ain't working. You cannot do it without Christ. Jesus says, without me, ye can do nothing. Open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Ask God to show you the mysteries of his kingdom for 2024 so you can be in his perfect will, and when you ask, you lack nothing. That's my goal. See, I don't like sin. I don't like arguments. I don't like sin. I don't like holidays. I don't get into Thanksgiving. I don't really get into Christmas. Christmas is every day. It's gone. The birth of Jesus is right now. I celebrate his birth. Just go read the Bible. That's my Christmas, Christmas. All I want to do is just please God as best I can. We should have that in our heart for a new year, to want to please the Lord and not be the same person. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. We just passing through here. We're a stranger in the earth. But some of these Christians that I've seen, they're in the earthly things and do fleshly things. Those are fleshly Christians, carnal Christians. God is tired of those type of Christians. Donald Trump Christians. They call themselves Christians and voting for Donald Trump. That don't even sound right. It's no different than the slave days in slavery when they was beating up the black people and sending them to church on Sunday. This is nothing new under the sun here in America. We need to come up against racial spirits in 2024. Make a personal commitment. Do something about racism. I told this guy, I helped this guy for 7 years. He said he going to have Trump friend. He said, I got Trump friend. I said, you don't need them as your friend. He always makes an excuse to sin. Let me tell you something. If you keep a heart and attitude like that, you ain't going to make it to heaven. You can't be stubborn and get to heaven. It's impossible. You can't have it your way and get to heaven. You have to follow by the rules, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. My soul blinketh for the longing that I had unto thy judgment, and at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from the commandment. See, when you in pride and you err from the commandment, you're under curse. You don't need to bring that curse in 2024. Study the word of God. We got a new year, man. Man, I would love people to call me and they can talk some sense. I get people call me, they don't even know what they're saying. And it just don't make no sense at all. Study God's word. Ask the Lord, Lord, give me a hunger for the word of God in 2024, because that's the only thing that's going to work. Your education is not going to work. That's okay to have that, but that's not the universal God. That's not the Godhead. The Godhead is the key to success in life for a Christian. But if you don't believe in the Godhead, then get out of Christianity and go back in sin and die in your sin. But if you really want to have life, it's only done through Christ Jesus. Because if I don't have the Spirit of God in me, I wouldn't desire nothing. There's nothing that I have a desire for. God wants us to die to these things that cause so many problems to us and serve him. The scripture says in 1 Timothy 4:13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation. And blessed is he that readeth the word. Lord have mercy. Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he that readeth the word. Will you make a commitment with me this morning, that you are going to obey God? Would you commit with me that you want to total surrender yourself to the Lord? Sell out. Can you do that? It would be nice. It'd be a beautiful thing. Because let me tell you something. Without fear of God, no man can see God. I'm looking for something. And when I find it, which I have, we're going to rededicate our lives to the Lord. We're going to give our lives to Christ right now, live, and rededicate our lives so that we can be in proper standing with God. God wants us to be at peace with him. God wants to meet all of our needs. God cares for us. God has been patient with us. And you should be patient with others. I'm going to say a prayer. Pray that this prayer will be a blessing to you. Rededicate your life to the Lord today. You can't do it in the flesh. If you've been living in sin, repent, for the time is near. If you've been slacking reading the word, repent, for the time is near. If you haven't been fasting properly and you know God told you to do something, you still want to do it in the flesh, repent. Repent, not being obedient to the Lord. Repent. Repent from being stubborn to the Lord. Unforgiveness, bitterness, malice, wrath, sexual sins, pride, lust, anger. We don't need these things in our lives. We want them out of our lives. The devil only wants to destroy you. God wants to love you. I ask you today, would you join me in prayer for rededication to the Lord, for all of us, for 2024? I'm going to be on air tonight at 11:45. We want to invite you. I will not be teaching the word, just celebrating the new year. And we're going to be shooting some live rounds, and I'm ready. I tell you, I'm ready for it. A little something for you for a little entertainment. Also, we're looking for cyber members for the new year. We want to increase our cyber membership. Cyber membership gives you the opportunity to talk to me. I don't charge for counseling and none of that, you know, and where you can get some deliverance and be part of a ministry. Amen. So let's reflect and ask God to really forgive us for the things we did in 2023, where you came short of the glory of the Lord. Repent. Now, if you're serious, rededicate your life right now. The Romans 10:9 says, we can confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, thou shalt be saved. So ask the Lord to forgive you if you've been disobedient this year. You dropped the ball. Certain things in your heart that you don't want to give to the Lord. You've been double-minded. You've been wavering. Can't go through a trial, whatever it is. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at near. Ask God to forgive you for your foolishness, for all that came short of the glory of the Lord. Let's get it right in 2024. Let's rededicate our lives. I want everybody to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, Lord, I come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I ask that you forgive me for all my sins, Lord, that I've committed to you this year. Lord, I'm sorry that I have failed you. Lord, restore unto me your salvation. Lord, create in me a clean heart for 2024. Lord, bless my family, my wife, my children in 2024. Lord, I'm sorry that I have sinned against you this year and I have not studied your scriptures, and I ask that you to forgive me for those who have not studied the Bible and knowing that you could do better, repent from that. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus of Nazareth that you forgive me for all of my sins. I don't know what you did in 2023, different sins. I, you know, just repent from what you did. Lord, I'm sorry. I ask that you forgive me, and I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he seats at the right hand of the Father. I'm sorry for me falling against you with certain sins. I give you these sins, and I lay them on your altar. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you said that prayer, you are the Son of God. We'd like to break some curses off of you coming into a new year. You don't want curses on you. Amen. A curse does not come without a cause. Proverbs 26:2. You want to better your life. And the way you can better your life is get close to God. Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus, break all curses on my father's side, on my mother's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Lord Jesus, break all curses of poverty off me, lack, debt, destruction, sickness, death, vagabond. Lord, break these curses of pride within me, rejection in me, rebellion, Lord, lust, hurt, incest, great, Ahab, Jezebel, fear, insanity, madness, confusion. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, break all curses affecting my finances. Ask the Lord to forgive you if you haven't tithed. You still have to tithe. You do have money. You may not want to do it, but you have to give your 10% up with God. What God comes first. And you will learn a lesson from that. I don't have to teach people because God will put you in a scenario where he'll show it to you. Amen? I have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus. I break these curses now in Jesus' name based on Galatians 3:13. Cursed is he that hangeth on a tree. Christ became a curse that we may inherit the blessings of Abraham. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are coming into a new year, and we definitely need to prepare ourselves for spiritual warfare for the new year. I would recommend that you get a battle prayer for a new year. Scriptures, we're going to have a teaching on that here in the new year. Battle scriptures that you can use to fight off the enemy. Ask God to give you a revelation of spiritual warfare because you're going to need it. I can say one thing to being a Christian is that God loves us so much that we take for granted of the Lord. Repent from that. Don't bring that into the Lord this year. Don't bring your double-mindedness to the Lord. Don't bring your wavering to the Lord. Don't bring your pride to the Lord. He doesn't stink to him. Carry all these sins to Jesus. Lay them upon his feet. Here it is, Lord. The Holy Spirit power for 2024, and utilize it to be victorious in your life so that the Holy Spirit can be a light and guide to you. For the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. I want to be spirit-led. I don't want to be fleshly led. And I see a lot of fleshly Christians. I've had a Christian tell me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. Idiot. Don't be a fool to the devil. The devil is real. Recognize that he's real. When you go through a situation, don't go get mad at God because God is not your problem. God is not the one that stirred these problems up. It's Satan. We come into a new year. We repented. We ask God to forgive us for our sins. He will do it. You have to do your part. I urge every born-again Christian who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because I don't really believe that Christians who support Donald Trump, they're just not Christians. They're not Christians. They say that they're Christians, but most of these people are not. You got a lot of false Christians in America, lots of racism in this country. And I pray that those who hear me in the United States will really tackle certain issues in your community so you can make a country a better place. Politics is not the answer for a Christian. Christ is. Hate is not the answer for a Christian. Christ is. We have so much power through the blood of the Lord Jesus that you don't even recognize it because you won't use it in faith. Use your faith in 2024. Right now. Use it now. Faith is evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. For we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. You want to walk by faith with the Lord this year, coming up to the new year? Increase your tithes to the Lord. I'm sorry, make your tithes to the Lord. Do your fasting. Do your responsibility. Do your part. I never liked the New England Patriots. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I don't hate them. It's just an organization. But their organization said one time, do your part. And it's Pittsburgh Steelers, next man up. We have an opportunity to do our part that God has called us to do on this earth in order for us to be blessed. The Lord is telling me if you would trust him for this year, coming up year, and if you totally put your whole trust in him, he will make everything right if you allow him to work out your problems. The Lord told me to come back to the United States and get my credit straight. And I did. I obeyed the Lord. I came back. I got my credit back. I don't really use credit, but I use them during the time. If I don't have any offerings here, I can use my card to pay this bill, these bills. You want to be in God's perfect will all the time. Because when you are under his wings, he can protect us in Ruth 2:12 from violence, from being places where we're not supposed to be. The sons of God are led by his spirit. Let his spirit lead you, but his spirit can't lead you unless you read the Bible, unless you meditate. Get the Holy Ghost. You know, there's so-called deliverance minister Shannon Davis don't even have the Holy Ghost all these years. No Holy Ghost at all. Get the Holy Spirit. Stop watching these preachers on TV that ain't teaching you nothing. Leave your church if it ain't casting out demons. If they're not on the Sabbath, leave there. You don't want to be going to your same sin, coming back to your vomit. Jesus didn't worship on no Sunday. He was a Sabbath keeper. So the choice is yours. Are you going to be the same in 2023? Or are you going to take heed to what the Holy Spirit gave you? Embrace Psalms 119 for every believer who's listening to this. Embrace it because it's always going to carry you to the Word of God, carry you to the Word of God, carry you to the Word of God. This year has been a year of change for me, inner change. And by faith, I believe that live deliverance in that radio will continue to teach the Word of God throughout the world. We will never back down off the ministry of deliverance. We will fight racism. We will fight it tooth and nails. We will fight racism on this radio station. We support Israel. We support Israel. We do not support Donald Trump. We don't do that here. I don't do it. Christians, alarm bells is telling you now, stop playing with God. Stop putting your trust in some politician, putting your trust in your job. Put your trust in the Lord. Stop trying to force God into what you want him to be. And yield yourself to him so that you can be an instrument. Allow God to do a work on you. Because I'll tell you, when he gets through doing a work on you, nobody else can. I never would believe that I would be off crack cocaine. I've been off that 35 years. I don't miss none of it. There are some people struggling right now with certain sins you've been dealing with your whole Christian life, which is a stronghold. God can eradicate that if you only believe in him. You just have to believe. There are a lot of Christians that's lazy. Don't bring that spiritual laziness at the table in 2024. Leave it where it's at. It didn't get you nowhere, and it's definitely not profitable. So make a reflection of yourself today. I did it today. This is why I'm up at 4. I got up at 3 in the morning. Make an assessment of myself. Do I really want to be the same person? No, I want to be a better person. Never be compliant, satisfied with being content where you're at. Always strive to perfect yourself to be more pleasing in the eyesight of God. Because if you do that, you don't have to worry about no bills. You're going to get paid. I don't have to worry about no bills. You wouldn't have to worry about them either. God shows no respect to person. You have to trust him. Learn how to trust him in your everyday walk. Learn how to keep your arm of God on. Be conscious of spiritual things. Because we really live in a spiritual world that most of the people in the world can't see. So, again, God bless you. I want to thank every last one of you who have supported me. I tell you, it's been a blessing. It is a blessing to be with the Lord. It is a blessing to serve God. I thank all of Brother Tommy. God bless him wherever he at. Brother T-Roll, his mother, Sister Durden. I want to thank Sister Durden. I want to thank Pastor Earl White, Brother Rodriguez Baker. I want to thank Brother Sammy. I tell you, thank God for being just a Christian. I'm happy being alive. I'm not supposed to be alive. Again, you're looking at a crack addict, a drug addict, heroin. God can do anything if you let him come out of agreement with sin. If there are certain areas in your life that you know is wrong, give it up, because don't hold on to that thing, man. Don't hold on to the thing. Take the concepts of God's word and get your success. Your success comes in his word, I guarantee you. And if you would apply his word, it will never fail. It always will work, because it is so powerful, it is settled in heaven. And use Psalms 119 as a point of destiny for you for 2024. Because when you get through reading Psalms 119, you're going to want to read the Bible. Ask God to put in your heart desire to study the word of God. Psalms 119, verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. We will not forget the word of God for 2024. Don't forget it. Put it first. Put it before you do anything. Put God first. Lean on him. Surrender to him. Surrender to the Lord. Surrender, 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 and you will be blessed. Deal bountifully with me, thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Lord, I want to hunger for thy word in 2024, based on Psalms 119, verse 17. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Lord, give me the revelation in 2024 to understand your word. I neither received it by man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, Galatians 1:12. Let the Lord give you the revelation of his word. Lord, let me suffer and deal with the suffering as that of righteousness. Put that apart. You got to grow. You can't be the same in 2024. Don't bring the same sin. We all said a prayer today. We just renounced sin. We broke curses. Now, lean your heart to the Lord. Talk to him. Talk to him. He's never leave you. He will never forsake thee. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. We are not supposed to be on this earth dealing with earthly things. And I've gotten so many telephone calls with Christians talking about being in the politics. If you're a Christian, you have to stay out of politics. That is, show me in the Bible where Apostle Paul went to go vote for Caesar Augustus. It was nowhere. Now, in the early church in the 60s, I'm from Alabama, and those who may be listening to me overseas don't realize and may not have known this, but the African-American church, Dr. Martin Luther King, would organize because black people didn't have a right to vote, and the movement of the civil rights was in the body of Christ. What is the church doing now? What are your pastors doing for you? In 2023, did you ever have to call and ask for some income? You tithe? Did you get anything back? Can you say that you was obedient to God in all things in 2023? None of us can say that. We should strive to change. We should strive to be like Christ by faith. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment. At all times, thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do error from thy commandments. Stay humble, brothers, in 2024, because God don't like the pride. He resists the pride. Amen. Remove from my reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servants did meditate in thy statutes. Meditate. If you meditate day and night for 2024, I guarantee you, you're going to get a blessing from the Lord. It really works, because I'm telling you what I do. Watch the blessing of God. It's all in the Bible. Oh, my God, we got so much power in this word, but we don't get the power out of it because we don't want to read. Read the Bible, brothers and sisters, in 20, 24. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. We're going to make that proclamation today, this morning. We're not walking in the uncounsel of the ungodly. You're not getting involved as a Christian in politics in America, and Donald Trump and the slave warpers. We got a problem with that warper coming against these principalities and these spirits. In 2050, the minority will be the majority. And the Lord told me that, and I'm going to give it to you. In 2050, the minorities in the United States will be the majority. I'll be 78 years old. I'll be glad to see that day. We got so many issues in this nation because they're spiritual issues, and no one is praying. When you have a country that people don't pray, there's no redemption there. There's judgment on that country. Pray for your nation. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for the peace of Israel. Whatever you do, don't be the same way you was in 2023. Make some changes in your life because you do not know when the hour of requirement for judgment seat to come to you. I can be teaching you this today and tomorrow. I go outside tomorrow or this morning or wherever and be dead. Stop acting as if we're going to live on earth forever. We're not. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, day and night, day and night. Now watch this. When you meditate day and night, if you can get into the condition of doing it, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Shall prosper. Why? Because he meditated on the word of God. That's our success. Our success is not in our education. Our success is not in our job. Our success is not in how much money you have in the bank. Our success is not in who you know. Our success only comes through the word of God, humbling yourself to the word, believing his word, forgive one another. Love is the most greatest, powerful commandment, 1 Corinthians 13. Without that, you cannot see the Lord. Make sure that you put down a date and a time for you to study the Bible in 2024, if it's for 15 minutes. You know, I hear that all the time when people call me. This is why I know that the conditions on this earth for Christians have declined morally, because I have Christians who call me from all over the world, don't even know the Bible. Don't allow the devil to take away the word of life from you. Bible is B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving earth. It is a manual. You want to take this manual and apply it. Now, when you do it, as soon as Satan comes, now, as soon as you sow the word, the devil's going to come. Mark 4:15. Learn how to counteract Satan's schemes by allowing the Holy Spirit in 2024 to give you revelation. Only you can get revelation from the Lord. No pastor can give you a revelation. I can't. I can give you my revelation he gave me, but you need your own revelation according to Galatians 1:12. For I neither received it by man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of the Lord. Ask God to give you an understanding of the law. A lot of people don't understand the scriptures. Why? Because they're trying to learn the scriptures in the flesh. It's spiritual. You can't learn the scriptures in the flesh. My soul cleaveth unto thy dust quickly. Thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statute. Psalms 119, 25, and 26. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. Because if the Holy Spirit teaches you, you're going to grow in 2024. Be careful who you listen to. And let me tell you who I don't listen to. So if you're following this radio ministry, then if you want to follow the Lord, don't follow me, but follow the Lord. But I'll tell you, I do not listen to T.T. Jakes. I do not listen to Jesse Duplantis. Okay, I don't listen to Joel Osteen. I don't listen to Creflo Dollar. I don't listen to Leroy Thompson. I don't listen to Joyce Myers. I don't listen to Kenneth Copeland at all. I don't listen to Reverend Sun Yung Moon. I listen to Derek Prince. Be careful what you get, what type of doctrine you get, because if you get the wrong doctrine, you have the spirit of error, and then you're going to be messed up. Surrender your way to the Lord for 2024. Surrender. Give it all up. take one day at a time, for tomorrow's not promised. If we can do that and submit ourselves, we will be blessed. Make me to understand the ways of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous work. My soul melted from heaviness. Strengthen thy me according to thy word. When you're down, it's the word that's supposed to strengthen you, not a glass of wine. Remove from me the way of lying. Oh, that's something we need to work on for 2024. Remove from me the way of lying. That's a lot of Christians lie. You got Trump lying. He's lying right now. Every time you get on the air, that's a lie, lie, lie. This is why the Lord told me that Trump followers are not Christians. I finally got the revelation. Any Donald Trump followers, they're not Christians. God doesn't use that type of spirit. So what's going on is that they have received the lying spirit from him, 1 Kings 22:22, and they're caught up in the Trumpism. Trump can't do nothing for nobody. He was the most highest deficit in history of U.S. president, over $1 trillion in 4 years. Lies. Don't lie. If you got a lying spirit, get it cast out. Remove me from the way of lying and grant me thy law. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgment have I laid before me. I have stuck unto the testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. When you do that, that is how you're going to get success, by living the Lord's way. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Psalms 119, verse 33. This is my favorite chapter of the book of Psalms. There's so much redemption in here, and we're coming into a new year. We want to be redeemed. And once you've been redeemed, don't look back. When you ask the Lord to forgive you, if you said that prayer, if you haven't said that prayer, if you're just coming on, don't look back. When 2024 get here, you have a new beginning. You got a new year. You can make up for all your disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, according to 2 Corinthians 10:6. Ask the Lord, you want to learn how to live your way, his way, not your way. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. And if we can do that in 2024, I guarantee you, you don't have no problems. You're not going to have any problems. You can't. You are protected under his wings when you do that, Ruth 2:12. Make me to go into the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Notice it says delight, D-E-L-I-G-H-T. Do you really delight in reading the Bible? I asked one Christian, this man told me he read 15 minutes, a little bit, stomach bigger than bazoom, fall asleep during a sermon. Believe that Donald Trump was the president, but he won the election. Believe a lie. I mean, this dude's messed up. There are a lot of you who are messed up. God, don't bring that stuff into a new year. Allow God to humble you and change you. You're not going to be successful without the Lord. You're not going to be successful if you're a Christian and you don't follow his word. You really put yourself in a trap trying to get saved for the wrong reason. Why did you come? Ask the Lord, why did I come to Christianity? Why did I come to the Lord? You just got saved in 2023. What's the purpose of you coming to Christ? Really to die for yourself, but I don't hear that. Amen? Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to thy covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in the way. Establish my word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgment are good. Behold, I have longed after the precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Allow the Holy Spirit in 2024 to convict you. Now, if you're not being convicted of your sin, I doubt if you're a Christian. I just can't do a sin and just do a sin and live. I can't do it. Ask the Lord for 2024 to make you be conscious of sin. And ask the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you the gifts. Lean and ask God today, Lord, I want these gifts in the name of Jesus. I want to rededicate my heart. We've done that today. Seek spiritual gifts. You have to seek spiritual gift. Have a love of God's law. Have a love of his word. We should want to love his word. Psalms 119:97. How love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Well, meditation in Psalms 119:48, Psalms chapter 1, and Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Three times have I seen meditation so far since I studied. We see meditation in Psalms 119, verse 97. We see meditation in Joshua 1, 8. We see meditation in Psalms chapter 1 and Psalms 119, verse 48. And here, Psalms 119, verse 97, it says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Some Christians can't do this because they're watching TV all day, especially Americans over here. They're watching TV, video games, on the internet, all you can eat, anything but meditating on the Word of God. Because if you meditate on the Word of God, it will get the mind of Christ to dwell within you, to get away from the fleshly mind. This is why you're not able to withdraw certain sins, because you're not walking by the Spirit. If you walk by the Spirit, the sons of God are led by the Spirit, we'll be free from the flesh if we meditate on the Word and get the mind of Christ. That is what the Lord wants us to do. We have to do that in order for us to change. Though thou thought thy commandments had made me wiser than my own enemies, for they are even with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimony are my meditation. There go meditation again. M-E-D-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. Meditation is in the Psalms 119. If we can meditate and get the mind of Christ, we'll go away from carnality. We'll go away from fleshly things, because it'll be in our spirit. Meditate day and night in 2024. Let the Word of God saturate in you. Change your ways. Go to sleep. I go to sleep listening to Derek Prince. I go to sleep listening to Derek. I just woke up at 3 o'clock this morning because I was tossing and turning. I started praying for some brothers, my brother in Finland, my brother in Jamaica, and I started praying for certain people. Let the Lord lead you in 2024. Don't let your mind lead you, your flesh lead you. You ain't going nowhere with this. Don't jump off emotions. If you're wavering, you find yourself double-minded, get free from schizophrenia. Because a double-minded man is unstable in all he does. Let not that man receive anything of the Lord. You can't receive because you're double-minded. Come get some deliverance here. Overton1@gmail.com. Don't go into the year being defeated. Repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you. We got on our knees earlier today here live. We confessed that thing. We broke curses. Now you're on a good path. I understand more than the precepts because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. If we keep that word, that's the success. That's what's going to pay your bills. That's what's going to, I'm not going to tell you to send me $1,000 and in 9 months you're going to get something back. Now, that ain't going to work like that. This is how you get prosperity. Psalms 119, verse 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. And if you keep that word here and in your heart, there is no way, there's no way on earth that you will fail. You will be successful in everything you do. Psalms 119, 102. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are the words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through the precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way, error. God doesn't want you in error in 2024. This is why God is pressing upon me to tell you, study the word. Increase your fasting. Please forgive. Now, if you don't forgive, ain't going to happen. Make sure that God's word is a lamp unto your feet. Once it become a lamp unto your feet, you are able to crush the enemy. And that's the victory that God wants us. Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's powerful. And Satan doesn't like that. See, when you're in the word, you're a threat to the devil. When you're not in the word, you're no threat to the devil, because Jesus quoted the scriptures to the devil in the confrontation in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. There was a war going on. They went to the highest mountain, and Jesus said, it is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written. It is written. You have to have the word in you. Put it in your heart. Ask the Lord to give you a love for that word, because that is your meal, that's your substance, and that sustains you. And if you can do that, I guarantee you ain't nothing that God won't do for you. I haven't seen the power of God. Let me share a testimony. When a new year comes, make sure that you are led by the Holy Spirit and not by your flesh. Let me give you an example. I had a pipe bust in my home. This happened way back in the summer. I got it fixed. It broke again. 4 months. I had to take water and put it in my tub. And the Lord told me, be patient. 4 months, be patient. See, God's ways not your way. I surrendered. I obeyed God. Make a stir short. I couldn't get water here in my house, so I had to go to the laundromat because I didn't want to. I had turned the water off in the front as I put water in it. When I was in the laundromat, the Lord told me, go speak to that man right there. That man charged me $200. Last guy told me it was $3,500. But I was led by the Holy Spirit. When you're leading by the Holy Spirit, your life is a lot better. You begin to get favor with the Lord. When you're obedient to the Lord, you get favor. God will put favor upon you. The Lord wants to bless you. But you got to fall in love with this word. You have to have it. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. See, everything is to the word of God for a Christian. And if we're trying to serve God the Father and his son Jesus, we can't serve him without knowing that word. Psalms 119, verse 108, except I beseech thee, the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yea, do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from thy precepts. Because when we get the word of God in you, it flushes out the spirit of error, 1 John 4, 6. It's important that you get a diet with the word of God every day. Every day. It's important that you understand that without that word, you're not going to be successful in nothing you do, because we are supposed to be walking by faith with the word of God. Now, we're not perfect, but stay in the word, because it will cleanse you. Now, ye are clean through the word, John 15:3. See, the devil don't want you clean. The word can cleanse you. Amen. Also, recognize that peace comes in keeping the law. So you want peace the new year? Do it by scripture. Psalms 119, verse 161, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stand in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. There we go with lying again. Lying. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, you really want some protection. That's why it's important to read this Bible. Did you hear the words that came out of this Bible? Great peace, Psalms 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul that keepeth thy testimony, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and my testimony, for all my ways are before thee. If we can get to that area, God will begin to give us understanding of his word. And then you will begin to have a fellowship with his word. You have the fellowship with, do you know that since my understanding of this ministry 15 years ago, I see people don't have a fellowship with the word of God. I see people don't even have fellowship with their pastor. They don't know nothing. I'm seeing people that call me all over the world, don't know nothing about the ministry of deliverance, don't even know the Bible. You have to have a love for the word of God. If I can't press nothing, I can press this. It works. Why is it so hard that Christians can't read the Bible? Because the devil don't want them to know anything about them. He keep you away from the Bible. He keep you away from eating spiritual food. It is spiritual food for your spirit. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. King David said he do it seven times a day. How many times do you praise the Lord on a day? We said, how many times do you get up and just lift his name up, lift his holy name up and praise his name? Well, we have music on 24 hours if you want to listen. Lots of music right now that's going on. And Jermaine Edwards is pushing it. That's 8 hours. We got music all day on Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Listen. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they which love thy law. So if you love the word, you have peace. This is why people don't have peace. We want to have peace, and peace I give you. The Lord says, stand fast in liberty wherein Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, Galatians 5:1. We don't need bondage for 2023. We're going to break loose from that. We're going to have a fresh new oil. We dedicated our lives so far. We did that. We broke generational curses. Now I'm giving you uplifting words for the new year. Grace, peace have they which love thy law. You've got to love the Bible. And nothing shall offend them. If you love the word of God, do you see the benefits that comes with this? Lord, I have hope for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul have kept the testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. And when you do that, put all your ways before him and cast all your care upon him, for he cared for you, 1 Peter 5:7. A lot of you can get healed from stress, from anxieties, from fears, from pressures, total surrender, and then let his word be embraced to you. Don't forget, under his wings we covered, Ruth 2:12. The devil don't want Christians to read the Bible. The devil don't want you to know that you can have these benefits. I want you to know that you can, because it's in the Bible. Ask for the Holy Spirit to give you an understanding for 2024 and spiritual things and physical things. Don't make a hasten to make any decisions real quick, especially in a relationship. Don't jump to a relationship. I see people jump. I take my time. I like to have a wife, but I'm not trying to advertise one either. Allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in your life, but you have to allow that. God can't break your free will. Don't be stubborn anymore. Let that go. Let me cry. Come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. If you don't understand the Bible, the Lord will give you understanding to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Then it will be illuminated. You need tongues. Tongues is very powerful. Don't the Bible say forbid no one from speaking in tongues? 1 Corinthians 14:39. You can't do that. You have a right to speak in tongues. Pray ye in the Holy Ghost. And if you pray in the Holy Spirit, you edify yourself. That's in the scripture, 1 Corinthians 14. We have so much power that the devil tried to take away from us because we don't know it. I told a lady about the minister of deliverance 2 days ago. She said, I ain't never heard of one. What is that? The church is messed up. The choice is yours. Ask God to give you understanding. My lips shall utter praises when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgment help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep, seek the servants, for I do not forget thy commandments. If you do that, you have success, and then you start getting deliverance through the word. God can deliver you. There's nothing that God can't do. Nothing. All things are possible for him that believeth. Go and sin no more. I don't care what you've done in 2023. Surrender. Give up to it. Confess. Get on your knees. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Thank the Lord for allowing you to see 2023. There's a lot of people that's dead that's not on this earth. Give praise and thanks to him that he carried you through a year. Amen. Honor him. Honor his word. Submit to his word. And I guarantee you, you submit to his word, you lack nothing. We want to say happy holidays to you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. And this is the final teaching of 2021. I said it yesterday, but the Lord woke me up to do this. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I pray that Live Deliverance Internet has been a blessing to you. Tell someone, whoever's listening to me now, tell someone about www.livedeliverance.com. Please tell someone about the radio station. I want to get the gospel throughout the whole world. We have lots of things that we need to be in prayer with. So embrace yourself for a new year. Embrace yourself for a better fellowship with the Lord. Fast. Learn to live a fasted life. Let that become part of your life, and I guarantee you, you see your world turn around so much because you can get healed through fasting. There's a lot of power in fasting. Jesus fasted before he was attacked with the devil. So give it up. Totally surrender in 2024 and let God lead you instead of your fleshly mind. You want to surrender your will to the Father. God bless you. You can sow a seed at www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand icon. We have a PayPal site. Also, before I go, I want to make another announcement. We are changing our order of services every Tuesday, beginning at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Healing Ministry, the Ministry of Healing every Tuesday. We'll be doing teaching on healing and doing healing from the Holy Spirit. On Wednesdays, Ministry of Deliverance only. Okay. On Thursdays, teachings about the Holy Spirit. On Fridays, open to the Holy Ghost. So we are having a lot that we're going to get and put together so that you, the listeners, can be blessed with this broadcast. God bless you. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalms 122, verse 6. Pray for your nation, wherever you're at. Pray for your loved ones. Forgive. Thank God that he brought you through a new year. And stay humble. God bless and shalom.